Encourage the Workers. St. Helena, California, March 4, 1907. I have been instructed that encouragement should be given to the work in the South, and that special help should come to the work in Nashville, Madison, and Huntsville. At the school in Madison, it has been necessary to work with the strictest economy, that the educational work undertaken there might be carried forward. Let our brethren who have means remember this school and its needs. A good work was done by brethren Megan and Sutherland at Berrien Springs, and in their labors in that place they labored beyond their strength, imperiling their health and even their lives. In their work at Madison, they are working too hard and amid many difficulties. These brethren need not only our confidence, but also our help, that they may place the Madison School where it can accomplish the work that God designs it to do. I pray that the Lord will sanctify the understanding of our people, that these men will not be left to so work as to sacrifice their health in what they are trying to do. I pray that teachers and students may have wisdom and courage to act well their part, and that they may be especially blessed in making the school a success. It is impossible to make the Madison School what it should be unless it is given a liberal share in the means that shall be appropriated for the work in the South. Will our brethren act their part in the Spirit of Christ? The neglected South is to be especially favored now because of the neglect of the past. The atonement for the failure of the past to meet the needs of this field should be full and ample. The institutions in the South that for years should have stood on vantage ground are now to be especially favored. The Huntsville School must be encouraged to enlarge its work. Every possible advantage should be given to these schools that they may show what can be done in making the earth to yield her treasures. The Madison and Huntsville schools are to be an object lesson to the people in their vicinity. I was shown that there is danger of these schools being circumscribed in their plans and limited in their advantages. This should not be. Everything possible should be done to encourage the students who need the class of instruction that can be given at these schools, that they may go forth properly instructed to do a work for others who need the same education and training that they have received. Fields are opening on every side to the work that such laborers could do. At Huntsville, a sanitarium is needed in connection with the school. I am interested to see a building on that school farm, equipped for the treatment of the sick. Cannot the students at Madison and Huntsville be trained to sell the books, Christ's Object Lessons, and Ministry of Healing? And will not many of our people join them in this work? For the work in and about Nashville, we should do all we can to put it on a solid basis. The work should be conducted in a simple way, but in a way that will recommend the truth. There are many places in the South open to our work, but by all means begin the work in the important cities and carry the message now. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations will come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. Haggai 2, verse 6, 7.